I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week in The Rough Draft Diaries, we're going to visit an organization I had never heard of before. When Betty, our previous interview, nominated Toastmasters, I thought she was talking about toast, like toasted bread. But turns out I was wrong.
Toastmasters is a public speaking, leadership, and communications organization. It's a training organization.
That's Tom Piper. He's the vice president of education for the Glass City Toastmasters, one of the local clubs here in Toledo.
And so to be a member, you basically join to get training and help with your public speaking and communication skills. And it's a peer-led organization, meaning that there are no teachers, but each person speaks and evaluates the other members of the club.
So on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, Glass City Toastmasters holds a meeting. All the members gather, and usually about three speeches are shared. Then those who are assigned as evaluators critique their work. The speechmakers and the evaluators are all members of the club, and those are not the only two positions you can sign up for.
The way the program is set up, you are a leader to some extent when you are a member of the club, because not only are you speaking, you go in initially to improve your speaking capabilities, but you also take on leadership roles within the club. You may be what's called a grammarian, which helps people with their grammar skills, with their ums and ahs and so's and you knows. And so that's a leadership position. Also, we have a timer, and each meeting is timed, and each speech is timed, each role is timed, so you can be a timer. That's a leadership position. You may be an evaluator, or you may be the toastmaster. The toastmaster basically is the facilitator or the leader of each meeting. So each of those roles, even though you're speaking during that time, you're also leading, taking a leadership position during that.
So not only are you learning how to speak comfortably in front of others, but you are also learning to conduct meetings, plan programs, and work on behalf of a committee. It's also important to note that Toastmasters is an international organization. We're obviously just talking to a local chapter, but you can sign up for a Toastmasters meeting anywhere. Which brings me to my next guest.
My name is Annika Alls. I originally heard of Toastmasters through my group of friends who are in Jamaica. And when I heard them and they're talking about it for years, and I'm like, okay, I probably need to investigate what this Toastmaster is and what I need to do to join. And that's how I became involved in Toastmasters.
But Annika did take her time before fully committing to Toastmasters. She did have a few reasons. For one, she was moving from Jamaica, first to Florida, and then to Ohio after she got married. The other reason is actually pretty universal. She had a fear of public speaking.
At first it seemed scary because they talked about time and how they present ideas and their speeches. And it was intimidating hearing that because I'm not a public speaker. I feel that I do numbers and I'm behind the scenes. So I prefer just being not in front of the stage. So when they said that, I said, okay, maybe not.
According to multiple studies, public speaking is often rated as the number one fear among individuals, sometimes above snakes and even above death. But Annika had made some big life changes, moving to a new country, getting married, and so she felt ready to take on a new challenge.
I think it was purposeful to be here. I think that whole transition, I've grown so much, I've learned so much. And in this aspect, this phase in my life, I feel that I need to conquer certain fears. It's a stage of self-discovery. It's a stage of, I don't want to be inhibited because of fears that I have not conquered. So that's the reason why I signed up for Toastmasters, because I need to get over some of these fears and do it.
Annika has been going to Toastmaster meetings for about a year now. She doesn't feel like she's ready to complete the program just yet. It is a self-paced program with multiple levels. But Tom, again, the president of education, has been so pleased with Annika's growth. It is a part of his job to help monitor the members' goals, but it also is the reason he has stayed within the organization for 20 years.
Once again, I got involved in Toastmasters to communicate, to just speak, and to get better as a speaker. But I found that communication and leadership go hand in hand. The ability to persuade people, to help people to grow, both through your speaking, but also through helping them realize the goals that they're setting for themselves and the way the program's structured with things that I mentioned earlier, like becoming the toastmaster of the meeting or becoming an evaluator, because it not only does it enhance your speaking skills, but it enhances your listening skills. And as we know, communication is a two-way street. It's not just throwing the ideas out there. You want it to be received. And so when you're an evaluator at a meeting, you're listening very closely. Or if you're the grammarian and you have to listen for the correct usage of words or the ahs and the ums, you're listening. And so all these little pieces come into play. So all these things over time, I think, have helped me a lot, even at times that I didn't know I was being helped, but all the pieces fall into place, and I think it's worked very well.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Tom and Annika's choices for the next episode of The Rough Draft Diaries include...
My nomination is Keith Burrell of Toledo Community Foundation and Jackie Mays.
My nomination is Wendy Wester with the United Way of Greater Toledo.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out who I pick, again on The Rough Draft Diaries.